6 Mishnah 9. Seah tefuah akura v'seah she'ena akura. If you have a seah of plucked grain and a seah of unplucked, still planted in the ground. You remember before we said if you had a sheaf of two seahs, right, that doesn't apply. Shechet doesn't apply because it's too big. You can't leave it behind. So says this Mishnah, what happens if you've got two seahs? They're right next to each other, but one of them's still in the ground and one of them's been harvested because Shechet applies to harvested and unharvested stuff. So do they combine together to make up the two seahs or not? And he's going to go through a few examples, but the conclusion is going to be Einan mitstarf in this asan. They do not combine together. In order to get an amount of two seahs that Shechet doesn't apply, it has to be two seahs of harvested or two seahs of still standing. Yeah. So too with trees, he says, if you've got two seahs of fruit, one of them is plucked and one of them is unplucked, they don't together join up to make the two seahs. And so too with garlic or onions, they also, if you've got one seah plucked and one unplucked, they don't join together. Elishel Anyemheim says the Mishnah they are belong to the poor. Rabbi Yosi Omer, he says, Imbos Rishus Ha'oni Ve'imtza. If the poor people have something, if they put something there to intervene between the two, Einan Mitstafin, they do not join together. So he disagrees with the first opinion. Ve'imlav Harei Eli Mitstafin. But if not, they do join together. So according to him, if one seah is in the ground and one seah has been harvested already, so they would join together unless the poor person puts something there to divide the two up, like his own. Is something of his own. But the loch is not like Rabbi Yossi, the loch is like the first opinion. So stuff which hasn't been harvested doesn't combine with stuff that has been harvested in order to get your two-sayer amount.